The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
We congratulate all the brothers and sisters, mu'mineen and mu'minat, lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, followers of the Ahlul Bayt, and above all the Imam of our time on the occasion of the marriage of Amirul Mu'mineen, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, and Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Let's recite a salawat for them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. An event that the blessings are 11 imams, and we all owe our guidance, which is the most important blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, to Amirul Mu'mineen and Fatimatu Zahra, passing down the guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. There's a lot to say, I think, in regards to the occasion and the marriage of Amirul Mu'mineen and Fatimatu Zahra. For instance, the simplicity of it, which should always be remembered and we all need to be reminded of, although I don't like to take too much time on that, but no one can be better than the Holy Prophet, and no one can be better than the daughter of the Holy Prophet, whoever it might be, especially if it's Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. And as a groom, no one can be better than Amirul Mu'mineen for Fatimatu Zahra. Yet the marriage is one of the most simple marriages that you could imagine. It's a marriage, it's a celebration. People are invited, people, obviously, the entire city is probably celebrating the marriage of Fatimatu Zahra and Amirul Mu'mineen, all the believers there. Yet it's a simple marriage. It's a simple marriage. Simplicity is very important. Our marriages need to follow the example of the marriage of Amirul Mu'mineen and Fatimatu Zahra. We can't be celebrating their marriage and celebrating following them, being considered their followers, yet our marriages are very far from what they were and what they did. We should try to follow that example. Another thing which is interesting in marriage of Amirul Mu'mineen and Fatimatu Zahra is the timing of it. The timing of the marriage of Amirul Mu'mineen and Fatimatu Zahra is in the midst of a lot of conflict. And you would probably think, well, you know, can we pause this or wait for a more suitable time where there's no wars going on, we don't have people that are at our throats wanting to slit our throats and kill us, and that's the context of the marriage. When the Holy Prophet came to Medina because they were going to kill the Prophet now. It had reached a stage where the Prophet did not have protectors in Mecca anymore. The Prophet was going to be killed. Amirul Mu'mineen took the responsibility of sleeping in his bed to save the life of the Prophet and put his own life at risk. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. And a few days later, he moved with the fawatim, with the women, including Fatimatu Zahra, that at that time he was not married to her, but he was the protector of all these women that were supposed to be brought to Medina under difficult conditions. He had a battle to fight before he arrived in Medina. And when they arrived in Medina, it was not over. The difficulties of the Jews is now added on, and then one after the other, the wars are beginning. It's not a calm condition. These are tough times. The financial circumstances and conditions of the believers. Does marriage get postponed for these or any other reason? Education or anything like that? This teaches us a good lesson. No, marriage does not get postponed because of these things. Education is not even comparable to this. Get the education, continue education, all of that is great, but marriage should not be postponed for that reason. This is one other lesson we learn from this marriage. But what I want to take a few minutes, inshallah, is regarding the way Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayhima, approach the idea and the concept of marriage. This is not necessarily related to this particular incident. We're using this as since the context is marriage, we want to look at how Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayhima, approach the topic of marriage, which is basically the way Islam approaches the topic of marriage. If you want to know Fatima al-Zahra, what her approach towards marriage is, you have to look at the Qur'an. She's the living Qur'an. It's not only the imams that are living Qur'ans. Fatima al-Zahra is the mother of all living Qur'ans. Okay, and she was referred to by her father as Ummu Abiha, the mother of the Prophet himself. All the living Qur'ans, she is the mother. If you want to know what her approach towards marriage is the Qur'an. You have to look at the Qur'an. You have to see what the Qur'an has to say. That's her understanding. Amir al-Mu'mineen was very particular about following what the Prophet said, what God said through the Prophet. Very particular about that. And this is the first point regarding it. Brothers, sisters, what is our understanding of marriage based on? Let's look at it. Where did we get our understanding of marriage from? Is it from the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet? Do we have evidence of the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet supporting us? Did we look in that direction to get our understanding of what marriage should be like? The process of marriage, the relationship after marriage, did we look there? One of the areas that we differ with the Sunnah of the Prophet and the Qur'an is the following. The Qur'an says, when you want to match people up, what do? The Qur'an says, المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. That's a verse in the Holy Qur'an. Then the hadith of the Holy Prophet, Al-mu'minu kuf'u al-mu'min. Iman. To be a match, kuf means match. You want to be a match in marriage. How do you match people up? Iman. Iman. Is race important? No. Ethnicity important? No. Cultural background important? No. Language important? No. Cooking important? No. The guy having a house? No. What is it? Iman. Iman. Is that how we do this? We have hadith. If a mu'min, the person is a mu'min. The mu'min comes, I say no. Why? Because he's not from one of these two backgrounds. Allah will ask me on the day of judgment. We have hadith. This is not made up. I mean, this is not only based on the first hadith and verse that we mention. There's specific hadith on this. A mu'min came and asked for your daughter. You said no. And the reason isn't that their iman isn't good. The reason is something else. You'd be asked on the day of judgment, why did you say no? He's not from my background. From my mother's background, my dad's background. Why is this so important? It shows we didn't get that from Islam. We didn't get that from the Quran. We didn't get that from the Sunnah of the Prophet.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.